We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov B'Pinchas Eliyahu We're in Nedarim in Perakei Mishnah Beis. In the previous Nishnah, we had a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer. In the case of Shutvim, we had partners who have a common courtyard and that they share in partnership. And they made a neder of Hana, one from the other, or even where one person was Muda Hana from his friend, where the Chachamim held each one of the Shutvim when he enters the Chatzer that's Mishutefes, that's owned by both of them, he's essentially getting Hana from his friend. And Rabbi Yaakov says, no, each one is able to say, I am getting Hana from my own area. We spoke about the concept of Brera, retroactive clarification. The area I'm walking on right now is not Drisas HaRegel in your Chatzer. This part of the Chatzer belongs to me. We could always make that argument. So our Mishnah is coming to add that machlokas applies even when there is another person involved whose mood of Hana from one of the shutvim in the chatzos. That's the case here. Haya echad min hashuk mudar be'echad mehem hana. So you have now a third party, let's say Levi, who's he's not a partner in this property, but he took a neder, and he's not going to benefit from Reuven, who was a partner of Shimon here. So that's what we'd like to know. Do we say Levi's ability to enter the property that's held jointly by Reuven and Shimon, is that considered now he's walking on Reuven's property? Is he violating the neder? Or can Levi say, no, I happen to be walking on Shimon's part of the property, and the concept of Brera may apply as well? This obviously depends on the previous Mishnah. I think Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim argued regarding the nature of that shutfus. So according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, so the whole ownership of the property is it's always fluctuating. So Levi could say, if I'm visiting Shimon, I could say, okay, you know, I'm really entering over into Shimon's property. I'm not violating the neder that I have that Reuven made against me, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem at all. But according to the Chachamim, We say the two partners own the property at the same time, and we don't know where which share belongs to this partner, which share belongs to the other, and therefore Levi cannot enter even to visit Shimon because he may be doing drisa saregel on Reuven's property. So that's what the Mishnah means. Hayoechad min hashuk mudar me'echad me'em hana. You have Levi who was mudar hana from one of the people, let's say from Reuven, lo yikeres lechatzer. Says the Tanakh, he can't enter the chatzer at all. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, understandably so, Yachol hu lomar lo, so it's possible for him to say, for the Levi to say, L'soch shel chavercha ninechas. He tells Reuven, I'm not entering your area, I'm entering Shimon's area. Veini nichnas, L'soch shelach. Now, the Bar Tanura makes an interesting point where he says, why do we have this mission at all? I know this machlokas already. So he says, Lo diach al kocho de Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Says the Bar Tanura, to tell you the power, literally, the force of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's why I have this case. Even someone from the marketplace, a third party, who has no portion at all in this chatzer, still, Shari Lei, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Li Kones, Mitam Brera. Based on the concept of Yesh Brera, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov will allow you to enter. So that's a big chiddush. Nonetheless, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and therefore Levi is allowed to enter. There is an exception, though. If Levi would enter for any other reason than to visit Shimon, let's say, so then that would be considered a problem of Drisus HaRegel in Reuven's property because he's essentially getting Hana from Reuven's property and cannot argue I'm here for the sake of Shimon. Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Hamudor Hana Mechavero. V'yeshlo merchatz ubeis habad muskarim bo'ir. If someone who prohibited his usur upon his friend because of the neder, but he owns a bathhouse in the city, or beis habad is a olive press, which are muskar, which are being leased in the city. So here, let's talk about the following. It's typically we talk about Reuven is Muda Hana from Shimon. So the same thing. Shimon, let's say, made a neder that Reuven cannot get any Hana from his property. Okay. So here we're talking about a case that Shimon has property in that city. Let's say a bathhouse. or an olive press, just examples, but it could be any other property. And what's come and tell us is like this. When Shimon took made that neder, that Reuven can't get any hana from him. So here we're talking about the fact that now Reuven, we want to know, can Reuven use the press or the bathhouse? So that depends on whether or not it was included in Shimon's neder. And that will be based on whether based on the lease, Muskorim Bo'ir, how that works. And we'll see in a moment as the Mishnah will explain. Now, one other point to keep in mind is that some Rishonim say that this issue, the question of whether Shimon included these things, the Beis Chabad, the olive press, or the Merchatz, the bathhouse, in the Neder, is really something only relevant if they had been leased prior to the neder taking place. But let's say the bathhouse or the olive press was rented out only after the neder was made. So then it was certainly included in the prohibition that Reuven can't get hana from Shimon. Not only that, renting is not considered a change of ownership. So therefore, even while it's, let's say, that part of that Beis Chabad, that Merchatz, was in under the control now of the person who rented it, who's leasing it now, the property is still Shimon's. And therefore, it's going to be usher to Reuven. What's the case of the Mishnah? We're dealing with a case with property that was rented when? Rented at the time that Shimon made his neder. Aha! So now the question is, maybe although it still belongs to Shimon, maybe it wasn't included in the Isser to Reuven. Okay, so now the Mishnah tells you what really matters here. When it's the Beis Chabad that Shimon owns, and it's Musker, and it's rented out, can Reuven get hana from that? So the Mishnah explains. Im yesh lo vahen tfisas yad. If Shimon has tfisas yad, means literally he's able to hold on to it. There's still an interest there. If Shimon still retains a share in that property for himself while he leased it out. So obviously he had in mind when he said, that Reuven can't get any benefit from it. So obviously, what did he mean? He meant that this property is going to be usher to the one I made a neder to. Why? Because I, Shimon, still have tfisas yad. I still, we'll see what that means. He has still a share in that property. So obviously, when he took a neder, at that very moment, he's thinking, Reuven can't get hana from this property because I still have a share in it. Even though it's being leased out to someone else, I still retain a share. What does that mean? So one explanation is that in the Bar Tanura quotes the following. He says he wants to or kigon bor bebeis hamerchatz ukayotze baze. So let's say in the Beis Hamerchatz he left for himself a bor, a pit or whatever, a tub or something like that, a shower. So in the Beis, so this is a Shimon says, you know, one of those things is not included in the lease to whoever it was lent out to. So if that's the case, if Shimon now retains has some part of the bathhouse and now rents it out to someone else, so now the fact that he keeps one of those showers for himself, so Shimon, so therefore Shimon is considered to have the whole bathhouse in mind when he makes this neder, and therefore the whole bathhouse is usher to Reuven. That's the way we understand. Since he retains a little bit, we assume that whole bathhouse, it's really full ownership, and that's why that bathhouse is going to be usher. Other Rishonim say that Shimon's, what does it mean? It's not he keeps one shower out of, you know, 10 showers that are there that he keeps for himself, and that's why the Mudah Hana can't get Hana from the bathhouse, but rather he's still getting a percentage of the annual profit. And because of that, he really owns that whole business. You lease something out, so it doesn't mean he's still getting a percentage of whatever profit you may be getting. And obviously, leases work in different ways. But he leased it out to someone who's, let's say, going to be profiting himself, like we speak about a sharecropper, let's say. But the real owner, Shimon, is getting a benefit as well. So he still owns the whole business. So Reuven cannot use the bathhouse, can't use the olive press. And others claim, other Rishonim say, what does it mean? we assume that that's where, when is the property assumed to have been included in Shimon's neder, that it's usher for Reuven to get on only if he pays a certain amount of taxes. Aha. But let's say the tax is being paid like the person who's leasing it, so the Shimon is not considered to have any interest, any tfisas yad, and therefore would not have been included in the neder. Okay, then the Mishnah says, but ein lo bahin tfisas yad, or whatever tfisas yad means, if Shimon no longer doesn't retain the tfisas yad, and he's not involved in any one of these ways, so then mutter, then Reuven's allowed to get hana, and is allowed to use these. Homer lechaveiro konam leveischa sha'ani nichnas visadcha Sha'ani lokeach mace oshim charola acher mutter. Person says to his friend, konam, take a neder, leves chashan einachas. What happens? Person who makes this neder, let's say Reuven, is forbidden, so he takes a konam. I'm making myself mudabahana. I'm not permitted to enter your house or buy your field, he says to Shimon. And the neder specifies what? Your house, beischa, or sadcha. Aha, so that means that prohibition is going to last only as long as the house or field belong to Shimon. But if let's say it's no longer Shimon, so then become permitted. So therefore, meiston shemacharo lacher. If let's say if Shimon dies or sells the property, it's no longer his. So then it's not a problem for Reuven to get hana from that property. And the same would be true if Shimon gave the property to someone as a gift. Now, if let's say the property is rented out after Reuven is forbidden it to himself with that neder, so then it still remains forbidden because it still belongs to Shimon. Now, some of the poskim write that this iser is not going to be removed if Shimon would sell the house to Reuven. What do you mean? Sell to Reuven? You told me if you sold the house, it's okay. Nah. But now if he sells it to Reuven, why? You'll say, I wonder what you mean. Once Reuven takes possession, so now what? The house is no longer, if Reuven takes possession, the house is no longer Shimon's, and therefore should be allowed. So after all, right, it's only till that point. So the answer is, and now that he sold it, so obviously you get Hana. But it's not true. We assume that what he had in mind was as follows. We assume that when Reuven made the neder that he's not entering Shimon's house, what he meant was that he's forbidding a house whose entry into it is dependent on Shimon. Aha, so by buying the house from Shimon, by Reuven buying the house from Shimon, so the possibility of entering that house has been initiated, has been created through the fact that it was sold. Shimon sold it to Reuven, and therefore it remains usher. If Reuven sells it there, let's say, to another person, so then to a third party, so now his ability to enter the house is based on that person and not Shimon. So then Reuven can enter the house, and if he wants, he can buy it from that new owner. Then the Mishnah concludes, Konam levayis zeh sha'ani nechnas. Here it didn't say beischa or sadcha, but rather konam levayis zeh sha'ani nechnas, this house, or sadeh zo sha'ani lokeach, or this field. So here the neder is not at your house, your field, but at this house and this field. So this is not defined in terms of Shimon, who's the current owner, but basically the field or the house itself, regardless of who owns them, and therefore this is going to remain, as the Mishnah says, meis oshem mecharo l'acher, if the original owner died or was sold to someone else, usher then Reuven is still not permitted to get hana from it, as opposed to the previous case, where as long as it was sold to someone else, not to Reuven himself, but sold to someone else, or the original Shimon died, then Reuven is permitted to get hana, because that case was leveischa and sadcha, as opposed to our case here, which is bayis zeh and sadezo.